just a century ago, like women didn't have a right to vote, and we were wearing corsets and like strapped to, you know. And so it's been 5,000 years of repression, and although we've gained the right to vote, and we have, you know, gaining all of these rights, but they're rights within a male conditioned paradigm, and a male, and not a distorted male paradigm, because this isn't what we're living in, isn't even true masculinity. So we've gained rights within that paradigm, but in that we've contorted ourselves to become, to fit into that, this paradigm, which isn't just so not of service to our feminine nature, or the feminine nature in all beings. So we're only just, like, my, and this is why I'm passionate about this experiment, we're only just scratching the surface of what the feminine is, and how to come into relationship with her. It's like your body and your connection to your body, and the connection to the earth body, is where all of the feminine gnosis resides. So you're going to get more used to just like dropping in. And I mean, you probably already have this capacity anyway, but this capacity to drop in, to listen, and then to reveal, then to show whatever it is, even if it's like insecurity or fear or anger or rage or beauty or ecstasy, like that, whatever you encounter within is the truth of your feminine soul. And over time, we're going to landscape that, and your identity will shift, and who you know yourself to be will shift, and your confidence will grow, and your capacity to trust, part of the spiritual like wounding is that we've lost trust in our wisdom, because there's no place for it. And so then we think, well, they were crazy, because we see all these things, but it's like, where does this even fit? But it fits here. And we're going to be experimenting. So I'm going to be guiding you into the terrain of your soul, so that you can have the I'm going to be learning from you. You're going to be like my greatest teacher, because I'm going to lay the conditions for you to go into your own internal world and begin to court the magic and the mystery that's in there, and be able to then weave it into this container of creation, but then also hopefully over time, like the wider container of creation, because that's needed.